This is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Cara Laurence. Thanks for tuning in again. 26-year-old pianist Rufus Ferguson, who studied jazz at Western Michigan University for his undergraduate and graduate degrees, recently joined Keith Hall, the host of Jazz Currents on WMUK, for an in-studio performance and conversation. Last week, we learned that Ferguson grew up playing gospel music, and he studied classical music with a private teacher. Both led him to jazz music and the chance to study with Jeremy Siskind at Western Michigan University, where Keith Hall saw him develop into a tremendous player. Now, we'll hear the second half of their conversation, recorded in WMUK's Takeda studio by engineer Martin Clem.
You've had a chance to play with some pretty big names in R&B and gospel. Tell us about that.
I've had the extreme blessing of playing with some, and side by side with some awesome people. Playing side by side with Temptations and Jill Scott. And
well, there was that gospel tour you did last year, I think you told me about.
Yeah, and I got a chance to be with Ernest Pugh, man. It was just amazing. And oddly enough, I actually played guitar in that band. I did a few things on keys, but I was actually hired in on guitar for Ernest Pugh, and I did those shows on guitar.
Wait a second. You play guitar?
I play guitar. I actually played jazz guitar before I played jazz piano, and then I switched over to playing gospel guitar, which was against my will. But where I came from, they were stacked with keyboard players. I mean, stacked with pianists and organists. There was no way I was breaking into that scene on piano. So I got a Strat and all these different pedals, distortion pedals. I started learning to play gospel and R&B and rock guitar. And I played with Ernest Pugh with a band called High Definition for a bit. This one, I was still a student in Flint. And we were all students at the music school there in Flint.
Wow, so you played organ, piano, and guitar. I did not know that about you at all. Never heard you play guitar.
Not too many people have. Only the guitar players at Western have heard me play guitar. Oddly enough, nobody else has ever heard me play guitar.
The secret's out.
Yeah. I don't play much anymore.
You've been getting all these calls for guitar now.
Yeah, I've turned the majority of them down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about playing with Jill Scott, because I love Jill Scott. What was that? What was that like, and how did that come about?
It was in Atlanta, and it was by a connection I had down there, a guy named Terry Dukes, who actually was the backup singer for an R&B vocalist named Peebo Bryson in the 80s. And yeah, I mean, Terry was amazing. And he gave me like a chance to get out, and he took me to different places and learn to play and really get my feet wet in music. And it was a club in Atlanta, and Jill came in, and she sang, and I was on the keys, and we hit it off, man. You know, like, she liked my playing, I liked her singing. She was amazing. I learned so much from the musicians in that band. I mean, they taught me professionalism. They taught me how to play. They taught me to hang on tight, you know. And that band was tough, man. They had some good players.
Who was playing drums with her?
I want to say Little John Roberts was at that time.
Whoa, yeah.
I'm not sure if he's still with her or not, but I think he was playing at that time.
Wow.
And I can't think of the bass player's name. Who was the MD of the band? Adam Blackstone. Adam Blackstone, who's also the bass player for Maroon 5 and that band, their MD. And he was very understanding of me being a young musician. Very understanding.
Now, you were playing keys in this band, though.
Keys, yeah.
Okay, all right. And how much did you work with her?
A little bit, not much. For, you know, maybe a year or so, I got a chance to play some of her music. And my parents sent me down there to go to school. So it was like, yeah, you're not in school, so either you're on your own or you're coming back. I was like, all right, I'll stay on my own. And then I realized, man, I really want to do music. And I can't be a performer all my life. I got to get a degree. So I went back to school and got my degree and now master's. And yeah.
Well, it's pretty great. You're going to be 26 and you already have a master's degree and all this experience.
Yeah. It's a blessing, man. It's definitely been hard. It's definitely been hard, but it's worth it.
Well, what else would you like to play today?
recently actually just did a video with, actually you were on that, with the KBR sessions at Overneath.
Overneath the Creative Collective.
Yes. Yeah. The awesome studio. God, that studio's amazing.
Yep.
And my group, the Rufus Ferguson Music Group, which is my new group that I've put together, played on that show. And I wrote a tune for that called Celestial. Well, I actually wrote Celestial a while back, about a year ago, for a quartet that I had, traditional piano quartet with a trumpet player. Didn't get the right vibe. And I put a new band together with guitar and keyboard, and it, man, that song finally came to life. So this is called Celestial. And it's kind of hard to play because it's so intricate in parts, but I'll try to get through it piano solo style.
Thank you.
Celestial.
Yeah.
How did that tune come about?
So I was kind of forced to write this tune. I was in a band called the Elliott Build Quartet. And he said, Rufus, write a tune, write a tune. I was like, all right, I'll write something. Write something different. I was like, all right, I'll write something different. So it originally started off, like I said, with trumpet, piano, drums, and bass. And it sounded great. Don't get me wrong. It was amazing when the band played it. But I felt like I had more of a spacey, you know, celestial vibe. And I actually eventually renamed this tune called Time and Space because of the piano solo section is kind of in time and it's driving, where the rest of the tune is kind of spacey. And you can actually hear the full version of this on YouTube under the Overneath KBR page. You'll see the Rufus Ferguson Music Group playing Celestial, the live recorded video and audio of this. And it's amazing. They did an awesome job. But once you hear that, you'll understand kind of where the space part of this tune comes from. There's space, you know, you can hear the space in the head and in the guitar solo of that take. Time is kind of just free. It's spacey. It's kind of like if you're in gravity, which I've never been in space. But from what I hear, there's no gravity. So, you know, things are kind of floating, and that's kind of how the vibe is until the piano solo hits, and it's time. And you feel the groove, you feel the time. And so I actually renamed this called Time and Space, but because it was Celestial on the recording, I continue to call it Celestial, but I renamed it Time and Space.
It's interesting when I hear you play, especially your original compositions, a lot of them have a bass line or a lot of left-hand activity. Does that come from playing organ in the church?
I think the idea of needing some, as we call it, some bottom, comes from being an organ player in the church, where I actually would normally use my feet to run bass. But when I started playing jazz organ, I had to learn quickly to learn to walk bass with my hand, because there's no way you can play Cherokee at 300 BPM with your feet. Just not going to happen. So you learn to walk bass with your hand. And so I think now it's kind of carried over into my piano pieces, where there's always some type of bass line. You know, there's always some type of, you know, low groove happening under everything.
Yeah, it really reminds me of a few piano players that I really love, like James Williams or Donald Brown or Mulgrew Miller. These guys that came out of the church that play jazz music, a lot of their original tunes have some sort of a bass line written in it. And Matthew Freese studied with those guys.
Yeah.
And so he's embodied that as well. And
yeah.
So it kind of resonates with me when I hear you play that.
Yeah, I mean, Mulgrew's probably my biggest influence. I mean, as a pianist, one of my best friends and family member as well was the last bass player for Mulgrew, who lives in Chicago now, named Ivan Taylor, phenomenal bass player. And he was Mulgrew's last working bass player. And so I think I fell in love with Mulgrew through Ivan. And, I mean, he's still working and playing with amazing cats now. But that's where my love for Mulgrew came. And I think it's more than just the church. I think also, you know, Mulgrew, especially Donald Brown too, they come from that New Orleans, that Louisiana type of music. And so I think that's kind of in that, you hear the guys play stride and, you know, it's amazing. Like they got so much feel behind it. So I think it's part church, part New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. The first time I heard you, I thought Mulgrew.
Yeah.
And even just the way you sat at the piano, I was like, oh my gosh, he reminds me of Mulgrew. And maybe that's, you know, just my frame of reference.
Yeah.
But that's what I associated you with right off the bat.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Mulgrew fan until I die.
Yeah, man.
He's probably my biggest influence.
Well, we're talking about all of your original compositions and your introduction to jazz. Could you play a jazz standard for us?
Yeah.
Maybe do an impromptu arrangement?
Yeah. Let's do a little bit of Autumn Leaves.
Thank you. That was Autumn Leaves like I've never heard it before. I think you managed to fit all of your influences and everything we've talked about in this last hour into that arrangement.
Yeah. That's something I learned from Ogru. I mean, the one thing I did learn from Ogru before he passed, I actually did a master class, and one thing he said to me was, don't be afraid to be dirty, man. Like, it doesn't have to be clean, you know? So a lot of times I try to make my playing clean, you know, especially for the academic setting, but it's something I always carry around. He says, man, you got a lot of stuff going, your gospel, your R&B, your funk, your blues, your jazz, your soul, you know, make it dirty, you know, just get it greasy. And so that's something I definitely carry around.
You're taking a lot of chances there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Mulgrew always just said, you know, you listen to anything Mulgrew does and it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And it's just like gumbo. It's New Orleans, man. Yeah. It's back to that. Yeah.
So what's next for Rufus Ferguson?
I think I actually would like to, oddly enough, maybe step away from jazz for a second and go back to, you know, well, maybe not step away from jazz. Maybe I'll just say just morph into just being a pianist and an organist. You know, if it happens to be a jazz sometimes, that's great. But I definitely want to just be more musical, you know, and less of a gospel artist or less of a jazz artist, you know. I think that's my next goal, to kind of even out all my playing fields. And, you know, because you're playing church all the time, it's kind of hard. You lose a little bit of the jazz. And when you're playing jazz all the time, you go back to church and you're throwing a few too many, you know, diminished dominants and everything, you know. So I want to round myself out a little bit more and just, you know, love music, not just jazz, not just gospel, just be a musician, you know.
Yeah. And how can folks find out more about you?
You can go to my webpage, RufusFergusonMusic.com. You'll see videos of me playing with different people. You'll be able to read my bio and learn a little bit more about me. I'm based in Kalamazoo, so, you know, if you're in Kalamazoo, I'd love to play with any and everybody. You know, I'm not closed off to anything. I just love to play music. As long as you got a good heart and good spirit, you know, let's play, let's hang, let's talk.
And when can we expect a Rufus Ferguson album to be released?
oddly enough, my professor and friend Andrew Rathman asks me that all the time. Let me hear more of your music, more of your music. And I've had to tell him and others, you know, I'm not honestly interested in having an album. I'm not interested in being a jazz artist or any artist for that matter. I like playing for people. I like being... They had a nickname for me at Western at one time called Sideman Ferguson, because I would play with any and everybody, and that's what I love to do. Like, I love community, I love music, and I don't mind playing my music with other people, but I'm not interested in promoting myself as a solo artist or, you know, as a leader of a group. I just want to play with everybody. That's my MO.
Well, you are really good at making other people sound good.
I've been told, and to me that's a bigger compliment than you sound great by yourself. You know, I love making other people's music come to life, and you see their face when it happens. It's like, it's priceless, you know?
Yeah. But we would like to hear more of your music, however that is, you know, maybe it's not promoting yourself so much, but it would be great to hear more of your compositions.
There's more coming. There's more coming. And I have awesome musicians around me all the time, like yourself. So, I have awesome bands playing them, I'm sure. So when they come, you'll hear them. You'll know. You'll know they're mine. You can tell by the grease and the gospel and the everything in it.
All right. Well, once again, Rufus, thanks so much for taking the time to be here with me today. And
it's my pleasure.
To share your music and just to share your heart. And it's been great. I've learned a lot about you in this hour.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you. It's great to be here. I love this radio station. I love everything about, you know, this show that happens, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
Rufus Ferguson spoke with Jazz Currents host Keith Hall in a session recorded by WMUK engineer Martin Clem in WMUK's Takeda studio. The full session is available online at WMUK.org, where you can explore many more of Keith Hall's Jazz Currents features. They're made possible in part by a grant from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Weekend Let's Hear It, and let's hear Rufus Ferguson take us to the end of the hour.